This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Okay, are we ready? How are the microphones doing? All right. The big penis microphone is working. To move. Okay, the weapon of ass destruction is working. And the John Holmes microphone is working. Ready anytime. Yep, ready now. Honest. Okay. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we're doing the Beck Hate Rally. Yes, a response to the event staged by the racist sociopath named Glenn Beck on the anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, and at the same location. Plus, we'll have fun with other idiots, such as Palin and other stars of the new fascistic and racist movements, and a lot of great tunes. Plus, we'll play the better post-September 11th tracks, including from the great comedian David Cross, and a whole lot more. So let us get started. First, we're going to drive away the teabaggers and Klan types, beginning with a new CD. That's right, brand fucking new, by Philadelphia's very own FOD, from the CD Who Ho Can Be Named, He Who Cannot Be Named, written like it's one word. This is entitled Happy Suicide.
Actually, dear friends and listeners, you'll be hearing the FOD track later on in the show. Right now, there's some technical difficulty going on.
Is any sound coming through this? No, it's saying there's no sound.
Okay, dear listeners, I cut about close to a minute of silence out. The wonder and the convenience and the fun of a digital sound editor. And oh yes, this is your humble co-producer, Pastor X-Cat.
Okay, having trouble with CD number one, so we'll give you an extra special treat by Municipal Waste, entitled The Thrashing of the Christ.
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Okay, we are having trouble with one of the CD players. These guys are on it, but I'm not going to talk between every song throughout the night. However, we are going to move on with the Gang of Four, and this is a track entitled "I Found That Essence Rare."
Suicide. Left my song half sung. Poked a hole inside my lung. Jumped off the bridge on the day my heart was stung. Now I'm sore inside. Back to me, my suicide. Happy suicide. Happy suicide. Shot my gun. Hope my life was done. Lit myself on fire there in front of everyone. Now I burn inside, go back to me.
is amazing. With it, he flies through the air. So when the asteroids are falling, nobody's worried, they don't care, because Machine Boy, Machine Boy, Machine Boy, and a Machine Boy saves the world. With those Coke bottle glasses, they say he sees into the past. And if you want to know the future, all you have to do is ask. A Machine Boy, Machine Boy, Machine Boy, and a Machine Boy saves the world.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist responding to the Beck hate rally. And there's so much love in the air in contrast to what happened in Washington. And I'm happy to say that even in the condition they're in, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist have remedied the equipment problem. And now we're going to play a very beautiful song for the baggers and racists and other buffoons and the Fox News crew from the 2005 CD by the Rolling Stones called The Bigger Bang. This is a track entitled Sweet Neocon.
You're a hypocrite. You say you want has that flag-waving, cheerleading, rah-rah bullshit stopped or died down at all?
Really?
It's still going? It's fucking, oh, what a bummer that shit is. Oh, I get it. The first, like, week, I get it. I get it, especially when it's, like, you know, firemen around. You wave it at the firemen. You go, yeah, but, I mean, after, like, 4 months, you know, and you see these fucking, you know, trophy wives with their fucking $80,000 Lexus SUVs driving around with flags, you're like, shut the fuck up. Stop it. You're just encouraging more bombs. Stop it. It doesn't mean anything to you. It's just a completely empty gesture. It's like, what does that mean to you? It means united we stand. No, I read the bumper sticker. I mean, tell me in your words what it means. It means these colors do not run. No. Okay, yeah, I get it. So it's just, what, you know, they're just part of a club. They're just excited to be part of the flag-waving club on their street. Look, we're all waving flags. Ha, 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 ha. And it's so fucking such an empty gesture. It's so full of like this crass commercialization. Like, you know, fucking 24 hours after those fucking buildings went down, people all over the country are going, I own a flag distribution thing. Hello. Hello, ribbon money. Hello, flag money. You know, and it was like 3 days later when you couldn't turn on the TV without seeing those fucking infomercials for, like, you know, the Freedom Kit. You know? 12 different size flags you can stick everywhere. The Freedom Kit for $14.99. And then upgrade for $10. Get the Patriot Pack. 10 different flags. 10 more flags. 10 bigger size flags. Be a better patriot than the people who get the Freedom Kit. Outdo your neighbors in patriotism. Let them know you're better than the Freedom Kit people. 27 different flags. Stick them on your car. Stick them in your window. Stick them in your office. Stick them on your cubicle. Fucking shove them up your ass. We got special flags to shove up your ass when you're sleeping. No reason not to be a patriot when you're asleep. Come on, don't let those terrorists win. If you don't have a flag sticking out of your ass, the terrorists win. Always have flags. Give your children flags. Everyone should have a flag. All the time, at all times, flags. Eat the flag. Eat it. Special edible flags. Have flags grafted on the inside of your eyelids. So all times you have flags. Have flag pills to eat, and then you shit out a flag. That's true patriotism. Don't be asleep on the job here, America. So order today. All flags made by Chinese prison labor. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. How's that for a kind of weird global karmic irony? There are guys, there are dissidents in China making our flag so that people who remain willfully ignorant in this country, these guys, people are in jail for, like, expressing the opinion, like, I'd like to have more papers to read, you know. Yet we live in a country where you actually have access to the news and nobody wants it. They don't want to get the real news. I'm too busy to get on the Guardian UK website. That's the fucked up thing. I gotta read other countries' papers to find out what's going on in my country. That's fucked up. That ain't right. Mm-mm. That shit ain't right. And I don't know for sure. I need my beer for this. I don't know for sure. And I won't know for many years. It's gonna be quite a while. But I think there's a very strong possibility that George W. Bush may go down in history as the worst president we've ever had. Like, the worst. I mean, like, really bad, dangerously bad. Like, and I don't mean like in a Millard Fillmore, James Polk kind of way. I mean, like, you know, it's fucking nuts, man. It's, that guy is. So, you know, I can't wait till water is $20 a gallon, but we still got our $1.50 gas. That's good. We still got our $1.62 gas, but water's 20 bucks a gallon, and, you know, all our food is biogenetically enhanced. It's better. The pioneers were fucking suckers, man. Indians are fucking dumb. That's why they're extinct, motherfucker. Hey, Indians, get a Bible, then we'll talk, all right? It's called Manifest Destiny. Look it up. It's in the book we wrote. Thank you. You know, everybody's going, like, what a great job he's doing on the war on terrorism. And first of all, let's admit it. The war on terrorism is a fucking joke. You cannot win a war on terrorism. It's like having a war on jealousy, you know? You ain't gonna win it, man. That's fucking ridiculous. It's an absurd notion. There's no, at no point in time ever are we gonna go, whew, got them all. Everybody loves us again. No, that ain't gonna happen, man. All we're doing is making more terrorists. Every day we make brand new terrorists all over the world, you know, because people fucking hate us again. You know, everybody's treating him like, you know, he's really doing this great job. Like, wow, he's real. What a great leader he is. What a wonderful leader. Like, man, those planes hit. He was out there and he bombed that country. And who the fuck wouldn't have bombed the... He's only doing... You know, anybody would have... Nader would have done that. Nader would have fucking bombed Afghanistan. It's not a big deal. I mean, what the fuck did we expect? He's only doing the job that we sort of not really actually didn't elect him to do. I mean, that's not cause for celebration, you know? I mean... I don't come all over the place when the guy at the donut store gets my order right. You know, I'm not going to fucking give this guy a motherfucking parade. I mean, what did we expect he was going to do? The planes were going to hit and he was going to hole up in a Motel 8 with a bottle of Jack just crying in the corner. Going, I don't know what to do. I don't want to be president. I don't know what to do. No, that's not his job. That's the vice president's job, apparently. That's, I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, we're all treating him like he came in third place in the Special Olympics, you know? As a nation, we're like, hey, good job. You're doing a great job there, buddy. Look at you. No more tears. No tears. Come on, you did good, you did good. Look, here's a reporter who wants to talk to you, wants to ask you a question. You want to talk to them? Don't ask that question. Do not ask that question. Not for 2 years do you ask that question. Don't mind him. He's an enemy. Oh, man. It's fucking ridiculous. It's embarrassing. I mean, you know, he's the same fucking moron he was on the 10th, you know? It's not like the planes hit and he ran around the White House taking genius pills or something. What happened? Oh, my God, where are the genius pills? And we will shine a light of justice on them. And we will smoke those evildoers out of their cave. Oh, fuck, I took the hyperbole pills instead. I took the wrong pills. The pills that made me talk like an eighth grader. Who put those pills there? And it's so, I mean, that's the thing. Like, everybody's focusing on the war on terrorism, which is that much, if you can see that. That's that much of what he does. It's about that much. I'll put it down here. It's about that much. And nobody's fucking paying attention to all the fucking truly evil shit he's doing and he can get away with using the war on terrorism and the fucking thousands of people who died as an excuse to push through every shitty agenda, roll back civil rights, women's rights, you know, separation of church and state. It's all being rolled back, you know. But we're ignoring it. We're going, hey, good job on the bombing, you know. And he, as I said, all he's doing is making more terrorists. I mean, what was our humanitarian effort in Afghanistan? We're fucking, what did we do? We dropped pudding cups on the most heavily mined country on the planet. Pudding cups that also, oddly enough, look like the fucking mines. For real. Like, that's going to do it. That's going to make the whole fucking, you know, that's going to make all these fucking newly limbless orphan kids, you know. They're like, I love America. Thank you, America, for your delicious puddings. Hey, go out and get some of those pudding cups. Some of them are mines. Let's send Stumpy. Stumpy, get out there. Come on. For every family member that died in the American bombing, I got a pudding cup. I have 7 pudding cups! Thank you, Uncle Sam! Yeah, that's good. Fucking people hate us. The rest of the world hates us, understandably. You know what? I would like to go abroad. I'd like to expand my fucking cultural horizons. I would. But I can't now. Because, you know, and it sucks because apparently... You know, George Bush's you know, expansion of cultural horizons, you know, didn't get past doing fucking shooters at Senor Frogs in Cabo San Lucas. That's all he was interested in. That's all the world outside of America gives a fuck about. Get some of that Mexican pussy. Hello! And the one of the most evil things about that fucking asshole is that he is a liar. And I don't mean a liar like in the typical politician way in which every fucking politician that walked the earth is a liar. I don't mean that. That's not special. I mean that fucking bullshit lie about how he cares about us. You know what? He doesn't give a fuck about any of you. He doesn't give a fuck about you or you or you or your mommy or your granny or your street or your town. He doesn't give a flying fuck about any of you. And all that fucking bullshit lie about how he's just like us. He's just down home boy. He's just a good old boy from Midland, Texas. I'm a straight shooter, man. I'm a Washington outsider. I'm such a Washington outsider, and just like you, because I'm sure all y'all had the same kind of upbringing, just like me, you know, where your daddy was head of the CIA and then ambassador to China and then vice president for 8 years and then president of the United States for 4 years. Yeah, I'm just like you. I'm a good old boy. Midland, Texas. I'm just a hillbilly crowd. I go, hey, Deb, Neil, give me them silver spoons. I'm going to do a little silver spoon jingle jango. Oh, silver spoon Crawford, Texas jingle jango. Just like y'all. And now we're going to spend $49 billion on defense, and they're still talking about a fucking missile defense shield. In this day and age, it's been fucking 20 years. They're still talking about a missile defense shield. What the fuck is a missile defense shield, and how does it work? Nobody has told us. Nobody. They take our money, take money out of our pockets, and then it's going towards this missile defense shield, and nobody explains what it is. And you sit there and you press them. What is a missile defense shield? How does it work? Well, since you really want to know, quite simply, a missile defense shield is a net made of magic held in place by pixies. That's what it is. We have 70 pixies ready to go. They're all wrapped up, special Kevlar lining. They're in a bunker in Colorado, ready to go up there and defend our country. And, you know, and that's how it works. And it costs a lot of money, folks. That doesn't cost $100. That's what a box cutter shield would cost. That's what you guys seem to be wanting. What we're going to do. All right, yeah. So, yeah. And now he wants to privatize Social Security. He's going to take Social Security and invest it in the stock market. That's fucking insane, man. Have you followed the fucking stock market? I mean, why not just fucking bet it on a horse, you know? What the fuck? Why don't you take all of our future ability to house ourselves and medicate ourselves and feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and put it all on Papa's mustache in the third? Yeah! That's good! Come on, Papa's mustache! Come on! Oh, boy, this is going to be big. Yeah. And John Ashcroft, our attorney general. John Ashcroft. Fucking, that guy is the most Russian of all. That guy is the most Russian and Chinese of all of his entire cabinet. I mean, that's, he's the attorney general. This is a guy who couldn't fucking get elected. After he had served for 4 years in his home state, he lost the election to a dead man. Did you know that? John Ashcroft, he'd already served, and now he's running for election, lost to a guy who had been dead for 7 weeks. The voters of his state, when faced with that choice, in the voting booth, were like, ooh, yeah, that is tough. All right, do I go with the right-wing religious fundamentalist nut or the rotting maggot-infested corpse? God, this is truly a lesser of two evils here. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Gotta go with the corpse. Gotta go with the corpse, because that guy is fucking insane. That guy's nuts. That guy actually believes that calico cats are a sign of the devil. They're messengers, they're harbingers of the devil. Do you know that? He believes that. Your attorney general believes that black tabbies are harbingers of the devil. That's what he believes. And let's extrapolate that a little bit. That means that the attorney general actually believes in the devil. He believes in a little red guy in the big fiery fire and brimstone place that's way below us. We haven't figured it out, found where it is. I mean, it's billions and billions of light years. I think it takes 17 million years to get there, to hell or heaven. But it's somewhere down here, you know, somewhere way down here when you go straight down to it, unless, of course, the earth is rotated, and then you have to go up and then around, and then they, you know, because hell is always there. I don't think it just rotates with the earth. I'm not sure how that works, but they didn't have science when they wrote the Bible, so they're fucking morons anyway, so they're all guessing that it's down here. It's way below us. The Prince of Darkness got in a fight and got thrown out of heaven. And then, so that means he believes in devil guy with fucking tail with a hook in it and horns, you know, and a pitchfork. He's believe little guy with a pitchfork. I'm the devil. Hey, devil, what do you got that pitchfork for? That's for, so I can do my hay work. All the hay that burns up on contact here in hell. No, all right, well, I'll tell you what it's for. My pitchfork is to give evildoers little pokes in the tuckers.
Touch me now. every sacrament behind me. I got baptism. I got communion. I got penance. I got extreme unction. I got confirmation. Yeah.
You heard Impatient Youth doing Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Before that, Bottom did Catholic Boy. David Cross did My Wife's Crazy and Flying on a Mexican Plane. And that is from his incredible double CD comedy release, Shut Up, You Fucking Baby. Before David Cross, you heard the Rolling Stones doing Sweet Neocon. FOD did Happy Suicide and Machine Boy. The Gang of Four did I Found That Essence Rare. From the band Davey, you heard the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend Is In promo. And started off with Municipal Waste doing Thrashing of the Christ. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live most or half of Sunday nights at voltaradio.com and archived at Radio For All, Radio Numeral For All.net. Thanks to our great archivist, co-producer, and friend, Pastor Rex Cat. And of course, there's updates and details and tons of links and goodies always at ReverendBookburn.com. Big thanks for the feedback to our last show, Win a Date with Mel Gibson. And our next show is going to be in 2 weeks on September 26th. And on that date, September 26th, it's going to be in between the anniversaries of the deaths of Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, both 40 years ago. Jimi, the anniversary is this coming week, and Janis in early October. It's 40 years later, and we're going to do a tribute to Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin on our next show on September 26th. In October, we will do the Freedom Show for Mr. Z, longtime friend and book burner, and up until very recently, prisoner of the marijuana war. He was a prisoner of war, and for, God, how long was it? I'm asking these guys. Nobody in here even knows. It's been a few years, and he's going to get out, or he is out, actually, and I think he's confined to the home, or I'm not sure what it's like in detail right now, but we're going to do his Freedom Show. Plus, we want him to be able to hear it, so we have to get him connected to the net and celebrate him finally being free from the absolutely idiotic, insane, unjust imprisonment on marijuana charges. And we don't just want him to be free. We want all prisoners of weed free. All that's to come on The Reverend Is In. Let's see, we have 2 birthdays. One is for our friend and book burner, Lady Pixan. That has already passed and was after the last show. And today is the birthday of Margot St. James, a longtime writer and activist for sex workers' rights and the founder of the organization called Coyote, which I believe stood for Call Off Your Old Tired Ethics. So happy birthday to Lady Pixan and Margot St. James. And speaking of that, I don't really want to get into this too long, but you may have heard that Craigslist decided to censor itself with their adult sections, or their, I think it was all adult services, after they got letters from attorney generals who were responding to letters they got from hysteria groups who are largely full of shit. And what's funny is this is where weird elements of the left and really all of the right is a weird element, and but it's where they come together. And they want to equate, because of their agenda and their beliefs, like it's wrong, it's bad, it's immoral, it's something women shouldn't do, and blah, blah, blah. They make it so that everybody is a trafficking victim or a hostage or held in a dungeon or something to that effect. And throw around all these statistics that make them sound like Fox News. Laughable use of the word news. But they sound like Fox News. And that led to the decision of Craigslist to censor itself, and it's fucked up because that means that it's not going to stop there. Whenever they're going to consider stopping wasting money and resources on prosecuting the world's oldest profession, and similar to the war on weed, instead of focusing on something more worthwhile, I don't know, maybe like real crime, and wasting prison space for such bullshit, and just imagine the psychopaths that get free so that they can imprison crimes of vice. But in their agenda to keep things criminalized and push an agenda of repression and everybody only having the choices that these superior people want them to have, they are going to be more encouraged and more empowered because they tasted blood with their little Craigslist victory. So wanted to point that out. And along the same lines, there is a call. You can't even make this shit up. There is a call for a return to prohibition. That's right. Yes, the Tea Party idiots are fascists and racists and want the Bush economic policies that totally fuck the nation to be revived, etc., etc. But an especially insane Tea Party candidate in Nevada named Sharon Angle, besides outlawing all abortions in all circumstances, and besides just the utter lunacy that comes out of her mouth, and abolishing Social Security and Medicare, she decided that we need to bring back prohibition. An interesting idea in Nevada, home of Las Vegas. And it's funny because when there is a reasonable and realistic examination of the era of prohibition, scholars, and I guess people are always interested in this kind of stuff. You know, people like histories of the mob and the gangs and what have you. But somebody who was obsessed with Al Capone and wrote books about him and, you know, set the historical record straight, etc., etc. He was on some kind of a public radio show, either NPR or a different one. But what I found interesting from this guy who's totally into researching and detailing the life of Al Capone, made famous in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre movie, was that even though he made an estimated $105 million, which is a staggering amount of money in those days in the early 1900s and around the time of the Depression, the officially recognized one, was that he would have been a nobody without prohibition. No mob kind of guys made it that big from traditional mob stuff. And that was like their shot in the arm. That's what made them similar to the drug cartels of today. It's like the absolute fools of repression are actually empowering all that is ugly and all that is, you know, in this kind of underworld of thuggery. And now this nutcase in Nevada is seriously saying it. I mean, I could see if she was on Mad TV, you know, or on the Onion videos, you know, saying we need to bring back prohibition. But this is a Glenn Beck-style nutcase who is calling for prohibition. All right. Wanted to say that before we deal with Glenn Beck. I am talked out. pretty much. And running a little behind, although we don't have the Stir Fry show following us anymore, so it's okay if I go over time. And but getting over sickness, and I get talked out easy, even easier when my throat is shot to shit. However, we are acknowledging Glenn Beck and his Beckies doing a rally on the anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. The same date and the same location. And if you want another little clue as to how retarded the Beckies are, they actually bought his bullshit that he didn't know. He didn't know that it was the anniversary and location of Dr. King's speech. But after he realized that it was, he decided, what better way to commemorate the anniversary of Dr. King's speech than to have a complete racist and fascist do his own event there? So he went there with Sarah Palin, need we say more, and of course the one whacked sheep from Dr. King's family, who was disowned by most of her family, Alveda King, who bought the lies of the American Christian Taliban and anti-choice terrorists, and is hysterical about fighting abortion and fighting gay people. So he gets... Oh, and she, who never even met her uncle, but uses his name, you know, to take away freedoms and to fight against justice. And, of course, the star of the show, Sarah Palin. And the event was just as much as the normal teabagger bullshit that they push, like a deeper plunge into the Bush economic policies from hell that fuck everybody up except the wealthiest, was also a call to support the right-wing kinds of religious revivals, the conservative theocrats, and people who, like the Taliban, believe in an integration of church and state. And we're going to get into that a little more after the second set of music. Let us play a track from a band called The Toys. This is entitled "Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone."
Keep murdering, the churches keep a burning, the rapists keep a raping, and the tide ain't turning. Uncle Sam, for all your power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's unwasted, chasing my friends and me.
Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone.
The terrorists keep terrorizing, the leaders keep a lying, the haters keep a hating, and the planet.
We're not caused by my friends and me. So hey,
never made nobody hate nobody or break nobody's peace. Since we've never been told to be harmful, don't you tell me no lies with your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes. The cannabis man is just recent, just since 1938 to re-legalize and realize it. You made a big mistake.
Candy red, I like a nigga when he face down, mouth wide, polo down with them blades on the ride, keeping the It's okay, I'm gonna break something now. See, get on your knees and I'll show you what's my fantasy. Like up in the coop, tell your bitch she ain't gotta be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. Yeah, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy.
You gotta lick, then I lick me from my ass to my clit. Then you gotta suck your pussy while I sit on your dick. And I wanna talk some shit while I feel it get stiff. And rub it up off on my tits while I let that nut on your lips.
I'm a BK bitch, let her ride dick, ass in his face, cock spread out. Nigga uptown, nigga down south, same old shit. Books in his mouth, F-O-X, call me rough sex. Catch me when a bitch get right on the X. Get it right on X, fucking check, right to the neck. Bitch go right, fox right to the left. They can't fuck, burning his chest. 36 D's, pride on the breast. Fast, tell him home, not on his breath. How you think a bitch got my rep? 3-0, still BK to the death. Still don't give a fuck, still both naked. Still specializing, slip niggas' faces. Pop magnums by the cases, X5. Bitch still spend big faces, big crown, brown, whole first places. You know what you could do, nigga? You could lick, then lick me from my ass to my clit. And rub a dub up on my tits, blood, nut on your lip.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes.
I be that nigga named Luda.
When I got back home, I found a message on the door. Sweet Regina's gone to China, cross-legged on the floor.
We'll be right back. Hey, man, that Clarence Thomas thing. I guess you watched that, eh? Boy, I tell you something. I learned something very important watching that Clarence Thomas hearing. Do you know what I learned? I don't stand a fucking chance. Don't even call the committee to order. It'd be a real short hearing. Well, Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a video series called Clam Lappers Volumes 1 through 90? All of them? I don't recall. Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a man named Manuel who works at the Show World Adult Video Parlor? Manny! Mr. Hicks, they subpoena me. They subpoena me. But I tell you, after the Pee Wee Herman thing and then after the Clarence Thomas hearings, pornography's gotten a really bad name in our country. And I'd like to state for the record right now, I love pornography. Love it. I have tapes that are pure fucking art, I'm telling you. People fucking sucking every imaginable position, the finest looking women fucking sucking. I love it. For the record. Well, Mr. Hicks, thank you for your testimony. I don't know if we have a place for you right now on the Supreme Court. But boy, you ever thought about becoming a senator? Come here, boy. Bring some of them tapes over here. Look at that. Whoa. Bring them over to Teddy's house. Yeah, look at that there. She go to that like a duck to water. Look at that there. How, how, how. That is one of my big fears in life, that I'm going to die, you know, and my parents are going to have to come clean out my apartment. Find that porno wing I've been adding on to for years. There'll be two funerals that day. You see my mom going through my stuff. Look, honey, here's Bill when he was a Cub Scout. Look how cute my baby is. His little short pants and his little hat. Look how cute my baby was. I wonder what's in this box over here. Rear entry, volume 1 through 40. You're the only guy going through the gates of heaven with his mom spanking him. Mom, they were on sale. Someone named Manny called. Oh, shit. I don't understand anything, so there you go. You know my problem? I watch too much news, man. That's my problem. That's why I'm so depressed all the time. I figured it out. I watch too much CNN, man. I don't know if you've ever sat around and watched CNN longer than, say, 20 hours in one day. I don't recommend that.
You're fucked up. You're fucked up, Bush. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I was proud to see my fellow racists and fascists gathering for the Beckgate rally a couple of weeks ago. And of course, my darling Sarah, who made a speech. I believe she didn't even do her regular hand job. In fact, all of her words were written on paper. But despite how proud I am of her and Glenn and their for-profit events sponsored by FreedomWorks and the Koch brothers, it was just touching to see that on such a sacred day, they got to turn it around to people with our way of thinking. People that want to fuck themselves in the head and support our friends in the wealthiest class. God bless all of you. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. You heard Behind Enemy Lines, which had some of the members of the great Ausrotten. In fact, it was the first band thing that came out of Ausrotten. Behind Enemy Lines did Her Body, Her Decision and The Army of God. Before Behind Enemy Lines, Reagan Youth did Jesus Was a Communist. DOA did Fucked Up Bush. Bill Hicks did Sex on Trial from his comedy CD Relentless. Great handwriting. Brian Eno did Burning Airlines Give You So Much More. Ludacris with Trina Shauna and Foxy Brown did What's Your Fantasy. Cheech and Chong did Mexican Americans. And started off with The Toys doing Hey Uncle Sam.
Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is the Beck Hate Rally. And we started talking about that leading up to not just the racism and the insane economic ideas, kind of a teabagger push into the deeper, a deeper plunge into the Bushy policies of failure, but also the trend, not trend, the tendency, it's not even a tendency, it's a major push towards a theocratic dictatorship. That's right, that's what they have in common with the Taliban and the Islamic groups that they hate so much, but are about a penny's worth of difference from. The revival side of the Beck hate rally was, in fact, a deeper plunge into that tendency to say we need to further erode the wall between church and state. We need to further diminish the rights of women, especially regarding the rights to legal and safe and accessible birth control and abortion. And of course, to use religion as a form of bigotry against gay people and to people of religions that are their competition. The Beckys, make no mistake, not only want to further fuck the economy, except for the wealthiest, and shoot themselves in the foot in the process, but stand for theocracy and the further rights of people in this nation. And that means that their uses of the words freedom and liberty are deceptive because they are, in fact, the opposite of people who stand for liberty. In fact, they stand more for what the nutjob father and son team Ron and Rand Paul stand for. When they say liberty, they mean libertarianism. And that doesn't mean the rights of people to do what legitimately is their rights and is harmless and their own business. It means liberty for the worst motherfuckers in the nation, the Wall Street people, the insurance companies, the biggest financial institutions, the pillars of corporate America, the destroyers of the economic infrastructure and the environment and product safety. It means unrestrained capitalism. It means the free market will fix itself. And other thing, other ideas that they parrot from these idiotic Ayn Rand books. So, yes, some people in the pro-marijuana movement and some people in the anti-war movement bought the Ron Paul bullshit. And to this day say, well, some of these right-wing baggers are supportive in the effort to finally legalize marijuana. And they kind of mistakenly see them as a potential force for freedom and real liberty. But that is people who are desperate to buy supportive lines from any bullshit artist. Liberty to them means taking away the restrictions of the people who already fucked the nation royally and who want to get out of taxes for an even longer time than Bush's economy destroying tax cuts for the rich. And while the lives of pretty much all of the middle class and all that is under the middle class gets further fucked, to be submissive to the politics of theocracy, forced pregnancies, and submission to the most whacked religious leaders on this side of the world. And these people seem, and hopefully this is right, but they seem too whacked to actually sell their insanity to significant numbers of people. And it's looking like it is, at this point, still that way. But they are actively outspoken. Yes, it is true that their little rallies have very little meaning. And yes, we talk about it a lot here. That's why they're interrupting me. Yes, their little rallies don't mean much, but they are always outspoken pretty much anywhere. So whether it's CNN or any place where there's articles, the Washington Post, any national outlet for news reporting, these idiots will write more stuff like, that Kenyan Muslim has caused the deficit to be $14 trillion. Or something else that's utterly stupid and 100 light years from reality. But if they get to frame the discussion, even with insane and miles removed from reality statements, and nobody counters it and sets their asses straight, then they could get more stupid people to buy their bullshit. And they have powerful money behind them. They are called grassroots, but the opposite is true. This AstroTurf movement is sponsored by Big Bushy Dick Army and his Freedom Works company, the Koch Brothers, however you pronounce that. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. K-O-C-H. The Koch Brothers. More like crotch. But, these are behind-the-scenes people. And they have the empire of Rupert Murdoch, which includes Fox, quote, News, unquote. So, yes, they're still minimally significant, but with big corporate media deceptors and far right-wing big bucks behind them, it means that it takes a lot to prevent a further growth and sphere of influence behind these fucking nuts. Because, again, right now, most of the nation seems to be in tune with who these people are and how whack they are. It's up to us to keep it that way and to respond when they come up with even more idiotic interpretations of the current state of affairs, trying to erase the history of the Bush reign of error, and trying to come up with bullshit that is so fantastic, it's beyond even what they would come up with just for comedy at The Onion or in supermarket tabloids. Okay, we're running behind. We're going to get to the third set of music, Behind Enemy Lines, in the background. We're going to go back to the late 70s. One of the great acts at the English music festivals known as Rock Against Racism, playing with The Clash and many other bands, Sham 69 and a whole slew of them. This is the Tom Robinson Band doing Up Against the Wall.
This is Dr. Greed, and when I'm not denying services to Medicaid patients and supporting the repeal of the health care bill and wanting to fuck over as many people as possible, I listen to selected cuts from the disgusting and immoral Freedom of Choice benefit compilation, and this band even sings in the French language, which is completely disgusting and un-American. From Freedom of Choice, this is Sonic Youth doing Sa Plan Pour Moi.
This is an exciting inauguration of a new feature called Sergeant Bill O'Reilly's Tales of Combat. And once again, I'm going to play this just this gem we found on from O'Reilly's show. Let's play that, Chris.
I tell you what, I've been in combat. I've seen it. I've been close to it. And if my unit is in danger and I got a captured guy and the guy knows where the enemy is and I'm looking him in the eye, the guy better tell me.
Or else.
That's all I'm going to tell you. He better tell me. If it's life or death, he's going first.
Tough. Now, here's a caller. A caller calls in.
Roger, Portland, Oregon. What say you, Roger?
Yeah, hey, Bill. Bill, first things first. You just said that
you've been in combat, but you've never been in the military, have you?
No, I have not.
Then why do you say you've been in combat?
Why do I say that, Roger? Because I was in the middle of a couple of firefights in South and Central America.
But you were a media guy.
Yeah, a media guy with a pen, not a gun. And people were shooting at me, Roger.
Because people might think that you actually were in the military.
Oh, we don't want to mislead anybody, but I made it quite clear in many, many circumstances. Yeah. Hey, listen, Roger, you know what? You can take your little fair and balanced snip remark and shove it, okay? You're not getting on this air. And you, Mr. Macho Man, would have never come close to anything that I've done down where I've been, okay? So take a walk and, enough said.
Well, man, I mean, down where he's been, man. So this is great. This now it's our first time presenting. Air America is pleased to present Sergeant Bill O'Reilly's Tales of Combat. Name's O'Reilly. This is my story. Time dawn. The air is hot and sticky. Smell of war hangs heavy all around base camp. Well, war, bacon, and oatmeal. It's chow time in the correspondent's dining room, but the air conditioner is out. I see men, good men, men I've laughed and cried with, sweating in their Cheerios. It's a sight I'll never forget. The yolk of my Eggs Benedict breaks. As the waiter sets it down, I'm hit with yolk. I touch it. I can't believe it. I've been hit. The yolk is hot. Hotter than I thought it would be. No time even to dab it with a wet cloth. Not here on the front lines. But I press on. My table wobbles. I try desperately to place a matchbook under a leg, but no go. I ignore it. I eat. With every bite, I think to myself, will this be the last Eggs Benedict I'll ever taste? I take a moment. I order one to go, just in case. My unit is about to head out into the steaming, un-air-conditioned jungles of Central America. It's my last time in the big show. Tomorrow, I'm heading home. As I stepped outside the tent, I knew I was crazy to even think about going out there. My laptop had crashed the night before. I could just imagine what my producers would say. No laptop? That's crazy, O'Reilly, they'd say to me. How can you file your story? Hold on, buddy. I'd scoff and reply. It's me, O'Reilly. I'll get you your story. I didn't win two Peabodys for backing away from hard assignments, laptop or no laptop. I grab a reporter's best friends, paper and a pencil. I hear, we're moving out. I join my hard-bitten group of battle-hardened grunts. I pull tight my Kevlar vest, strap on my helmet, let my belt out a couple notches. I've been putting on a few pounds. The dessert buffet is deadly. I get in the van, head out. Soon the sounds of combat fill my ears. The DVD in the van was playing Saving Private Ryan. I could feel every bullet. Then we're here, the front. I hear, O'Reilly, get down! Too late. I hit my head on a tree branch. A firefight ensues. Rebels hit the dirt. Jets stray from overhead. I take the loofahs off the fallen bodies of the enemy. Someday I'll use them against their evil women. But this is not the time for mildly erotic daydreams. It's time to do my job. I start to write my story. My pencil breaks. I'm defenseless. I hear gook troops coming my way. I dive into a thicket. I run, not out of wimpiness, but to draw the fire of the rebels away from my boys. Around the corner, and I'm face to face with an enemy reporter. I'm looking down the Ruskies number 2 pencil, number 2 lead pencil, Kalashnikov number 2 lead pencil, my friend. The sharpest pencil in the world. I'm outgunned. No time to ask questions. Time to act. It's me or him. I pick me. I snap his pencil in two, more like bend it. It's a really
well-made pencil. He comes at me. I don't kill the man, but I'm sure he's wishing for death. I call him a bozo jerk-off and refuse to answer his questions or respond to his taunts. My fellow reporters surround me. They lift me on their shoulders. I won. I'll never forget that day. The day I served my country. The day I was the greatest person in war history.
Jesus.
This is Dr. Laura Hall, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for me to cough. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And tonight there are no runner-ups. Sunday, September 12th, 2010, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Tonight, we have a very special recipient. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Pastor Jones. Pastor Jones is the head of a little tiny Christian sect in Florida. Isn't that where a lot of these fucking evangelical nuts are from? Yeah. With Bovine and Paul Hill and all these assholes. All right. Pastor Jones has a little Christian cult in Florida in which he has decided that his fellow fundamentalist nuts and competition in extremist Islamic circles had to be insulted and provoked by burning the Quran. This stupid gesture led to him getting far greater than his 15 minutes worth of fame, and has actually put this sociopath onto the global screen and in the global media. But who is Pastor Jones? Pastor Jones got more attention when he, or more notoriety, we should say, when he ran a similar small cult in Germany, deciding that that would be his positioning in the global evangelical revival. Where's the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech. Thank you. You guys really are on top of things today. Pastor Jones led his first little Christian cult in Germany to capitalize on the evangelical revival in the post-Cold War world, and got himself thrown out of Germany after not only ripping off his little congregation, but also being extremely abusive. And there's a couple of links at reverendbookburn.com if you want the details on that. So he comes to Florida to start his Dove Awareness Church. The Reverend asks the stoneheads across the room, "What do you think it's Dove Awareness Congregation?" Where he begins acting in the tradition of Reverend Fred Phelps, an anti-choice terrorist, Reverend Flip Benham, in burning the Quran and denouncing the devil religion of Islam, when really it is a competitor. These cultish warlords do nothing but further dumb down the culture and further destabilize the world. Pastor Jones, you are Asshole of the Week. Now we can kill the fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version. The Cooters did Carpetbaggers. The Clash did City of the Dead. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Rush did Summertime Blues from Al Franken's Party album. You heard Bill O'Reilly's Tales of Combat. Sonic Youth did Sa Plan Pour Moi, and started off with the Tom Robinson Band doing Up Against the Wall. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been the Beck Hate Rally. And we wanted to respond to that ass wipes rally that was undeniably, it needs to be said because of all the bullshit and lies that come out of Fox and the corporate media, but undeniably a racist event, undeniably an event to nudge the nation further towards fascism, an event to further revive the Bush economic policies of failure and disaster capitalism, and an event to further showcase the ever rich, ever celebrity status darlings of the fascistic right, Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin, who are not only profiting by leaps and bounds by the new fascism, but are also getting their getting to see the nation further dumbed down by their efforts. And of course, the people behind the scenes, Freedom Works, the Koch brothers, and Rupert Murdoch, the head of Fox News, and wherever the people who are dumb enough to fight against their own self-interests and shoot themselves in the foot open their mouths, type on their keyboards, or write with their pens more lame-ass bullshit, it needs to be countered, and we need the prevention of the further dumbing down and the further levels of apathy of this nation. All that shit needs to be reversed, and it needs to happen because these people have big money behind them and far more corporate media coverage than they merit. Write to Reverend Bookburn at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Updates and details and lots of links and goodies always, and all of the playlists at reverendbookburn.com. On YouTube, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On Facebook, where they don't allow you to have a first name called Rev, it is The Rev, last name Bookburn. And also at Facebook, at the Revs site, on the info tab, the link to the Reverend Bookburn fan site. Our next show is September 26th, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, marking the 40th anniversary of their deaths, both of them, and it'll be a good tribute, and there'll be a lot of great music that night, and probably a little less punk than I usually play, and a little more 60s than I usually play, although we try to keep it diverse in an underground kind of way. And at some time in October, most likely, we will do our show in celebration of the freedom of our friend and weed prisoner getting out. I'm not sure the details right now of what his status is. He's out, but I think he's still under house arrest or something like that. But we were going to celebrate the freedom of Mr. Z. All of that is coming up on The Reverend Is In. We're going to play a closing tune and get out of here. And I thought, how do you close a show that has a theme pertaining to gold scam artist and hustler of the truly pathetic like Glenn Beck? And so I went through the punk CDs, I went through the metal CDs, I went through the 60s CDs, the comedy CDs, the rock and roll and psychedelic CDs, and just couldn't pick a closing song. And then it was just staring me in the face, saying, Reverend, you know it has to be this CD. That's right, Divine Voices, just like Glenn Beck hears. And so I picked it up, and it was a CD by The Cramps, specifically the CD entitled Bad Music for Bad People. And so we're going to play it closing tune to Beck and his Beckies, entitled Human Fly. Good night.
Six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. We'll be right back.
Watch out, world. Something big is coming your way. They're alive. They're bold. They're friendly. They're the crazy Christians. Walking down your street, sharing with your neighbors, sharing with your children, and yes, even sharing with you. Last Supper Pictures presents the crazy Christians. There's nothing else like it. They carry a Bible in their hand and a smile on their face. They touch people's lives wherever they go. Many may laugh in mockery, but soon you will be laughing with joy as you meet up with
the Crazy Christians. You'll see scenes like this.
Yeah, I'm the sheriff in this town. Since some crazy Christians came through, my jails is empty. Well, I haven't had a thing to do for weeks now. Of course, Clem, he's a fellow who owns a liquor store. He's going to teach me how to crochet later this afternoon, but since those crazy Christians come through here, things just ain't the same.
Yes, where crazy Christians go, joy and love follow. Watch out. They're everywhere spreading the good news.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great. Did you know that Jesus died on the cross for you?
You're kidding.
Nope.
For me? Buck Weezer?
Yes, soon even you will be saying things like, praise the Lord, in Jesus' name, and it's all gonna burn. No more will you be filled with fear, frustration, and depression when your life is touched by those crazy Christians. The world is ready. Christ is returning. See it and believe it. Crazy Christians is appearing everywhere.
Rated B. Only those believing will be admitted.
Guilty as charged for crimes of sorcery and witchcraft.